Shalom from Israel, and welcome to the Tree of Life Israel podcast. I'm Ariel Hyde.
And I'm Eliel Foss.
And we are on day two of the Isaiah 62 fast, 21 days of praying for Israel's salvation. And we're excited to see all that God is going to do through this time. And so our topic for today is praying for the people of Israel to see Yeshua as a brother and not as an enemy. And, you know, when we look at the history, the very unfortunate history of the church in Israel, the anti-Semitism that has been in the church at some periods, it's something that sometimes Christians or believers think a little bit less of, and they think, oh, that was hundreds of years ago. But for Jewish people, it's often something that is much more personal and much more deep. And so, you know, when our people think about things like the Crusades, Inquisitions, pogroms, even the Holocaust, they often think that Jesus, Yeshua, was the cause of all those things, that he was our persecutor. He was the one who stirred people to do that. And then they think that the New Testament must be filled with all sorts of anti-Semitism and hatred. And so often when we're sharing the gospel with people here in Israel, on the streets, online, so many times we hear people say things like, "What, you expect me to believe in the person who persecuted us, who caused the slaughter of my people?" And so this stronghold is so powerful that a lot of times people aren't even willing to consider that Yeshua might be the Messiah, so to willing to look at the scriptures together. Just to give you an example, when we were filming an evangelistic video we called The Great Jewish Leader, we read together with people some passages about Yeshua, but we didn't say who it was. We said, you know, this is a great Jewish leader. We want to read some passages and then see if you can guess who it is and see what you think about
them. We just wanted to pass this, barrier. Just first of all, for them to get impressed by his quotes, what he did, you know, things that are written about him. We just wanted to just do this little game with them. Just, hey, look, read it. Who do you think it is? You know, what do you think about this person?
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, especially the Orthodox and ultra-Orthodox people who read it, I mean, all of them were amazed, you know, at the character of Yeshua, the acts of service, the miracles, the amazing things that he did. But especially then the Orthodox ones, they said things like, wow, this is like the ultimate Jewish example. This is a righteous Jew, you know, things like that. And then once we got to the part where we said, you know, this is Jesus, this is Yeshua, then they said things like, no, we have nothing to learn from him. You know, we don't want to have anything to do with him. So it shows how illogical it is. And so it's important for us to share. It's important to share the gospel, but also we need prayer to break down those spiritual strongholds.
It's just so sad to see, you know, this, you know, prejudice they have towards Jesus, you know, and obviously, of course, things that were done in the name of Jesus and the lies that are spread about Jesus through the Jewish, you know, religious authorities and you know, things that were written about him. Yeah, it's just very sad to see, but praise God, things are happening in Israel, even among the, you know, the hardest of hardest to reach, yeah?
Yeah.
And
yeah, exactly. I mean, we're seeing just every year, you know, God is, and every even month, you know, we're seeing more and more breakthroughs and openness of heart, as I know that many of you have been praying. And so God is answering. And I just want to share from a prophecy that you may not have thought of as being actually a prophecy about revival in Israel. And it's Isaiah 53. Now, of course, it's maybe the most famous prophecy about the Messiah, who would come and be rejected by his own people, who would suffer and die for our sins, and then would rise again. But it's actually a double prophecy, because Isaiah, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, wrote it from the perspective of Jewish people looking back at Yeshua many years later and saying, oh, we missed him. Oh, we rejected him, but he was the one. And so I'm just going to read a few verses from it, And maybe you can listen with kind of in a fresh way and see what God is showing. Of course, we know Yeshua already fulfilled it from his perspective, but it has another fulfillment in the Jewish people recognize it. So let's read that part together from verse 3. He is despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Praise God that we're beginning to see more and more Israelis who are making that recognition that we thought he was our enemy. We didn't esteem him as one who was important. But it was actually, he was dying for our sins. he is perfect. He's the spotless Lamb of God. And it's exciting to see that.
Yeah. And maybe just to share one story of a person like that, you know, it's a very special story, but it's very common nowadays, you know, more and more Israelis like that, you know, that in the beginning they're resisting God, they you know, thinking of Jesus of being just their enemy, you know, and all this prejudice and all these lies and you know, things that were done in Jesus' name, you know, that prevents Jewish people just to even consider that he might be this Messiah. You know, Israelis, when they read the scriptures, they even sometimes afraid. They say, oh, it sounds like it's talking about Jesus, but, you know, they have this fear and just, you know, they cannot believe that these scriptures literally speak about Jesus. But more and more Israelis realizing it. So, you know, this story of Ran and his wife Rina. You know, Ran was just a native Israeli, you know, born in Israel. And all his life, he knew there is something more to life. He knew he loved to go to synagogue, especially on the Day of Atonement. It was like his favorite day. This is like a day where all Israel just stops. You know, it's just the most holy day in the Jewish calendar where, you know, people stop working. And nothing drives, nothing works. You know, everybody, all the Israelis are going to synagogues. They dress white. And this is the day that they believe they will receive forgiveness and atonement for their sins. So they fast, you know, and it's a very special day. So Ran always liked this feast, yeah. And he would go, and it would be something special and dear to him. But, you know, he was just growing up secular, you know, just living his life, you know, married to an amazing lady, Rina. You know, they got kids and so on. But some event happened in their life, and Rina's nephew just was 2 years old and was diagnosed with cancer. And it became so terrible, they thought they're not going to see him again, that he was on the verge of just dying. And something in them said, we need to pray for him. And they started to plead God and just pray, crying out, God, please heal this boy. And what happened, Rina, Ran's wife, had an old school teacher from 20 years before, and she was a born-again believer from a religious background, and she got saved, and she would just, you know, keep the relationship and share and invite. And so Rina needed so much support and help. They didn't know how to pray and what. So Hannah, yeah, the old school teacher, was just helping her and just praying. And what happened? Miracle. This boy got healed supernaturally and was free of cancer, and they saw this as a miracle. And so Rina started to go to the Bible studies together with Hannah, her old school teacher, and then she gave her life to the Lord. You know, she just realized Yeshua is the Messiah. And one day she brought a New Testament home, you know, and Ran was just not happy about it. He was just, listen, you know what happened to our people, you know, he's our enemy. You know what happened through him, you know, all this persecutions and all the pogroms and Holocaust and all that, you know. But Rina kept her faith and she continued going to a congregation, to a local congregation. And Ran saw an amazing change in her, you know. And just one day, he was introduced to one of our videos that we made about Isaiah 53, you know, when we interview Israelis on the streets and read with them and share with them. And also a video about Day of Atonement. And, you know, Ran, and he loves Day of Atonement, and it's really touched him. Like, it was something, he never heard all this stuff about what really means Day of Atonement. And one day, you know, when he just decided, you know, for day on the, it was Day of Atonement, and he decided that, and he told his wife, "I'm gonna read your book. I'm gonna read the New Testament." And so, you know, his wife was very wise. She just took the kids away from home and let Ran just sit and read. So he started in the morning. And he couldn't finish reading the New Testament. He just
couldn't stop.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, he couldn't stop reading a New Testament. Like, he was reading and reading and reading. And so when she came back, he said, "Listen, wow, what an amazing person. Like, this is amazing what's written." And suddenly a revelation that Yeshua is the Messiah, that he is the sacrifice of atonement, started to dawn on him. And then he just decided to go for a walk. And, you know, for his surprise, he met a believer, you know, a local pastor in one of the congregations. And Ran had just so many questions. He just, even the Day of Atonement finished, you know, in the evening, but he, you know, he was fasting, but he was keep asking all the questions about Yeshua. And you know what? He gave his life to the Lord. You know, and today he's, you know, a helper in the congregation. He's, you know, organizing immense events and prayer, you know, and just an amazing testimony of somebody like that, that resisted, that thought Jesus is the enemy, suddenly had a change of heart. It's really a supernaturally, you know, thing. And yeah, it's just encouraging and amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Praise God. Yeah, so some key things to be praying for in relation to this topic is, first of all, that God would pull down that stubborn stronghold that causes Israelis to see, you know, Yeshua as the cause of all these things. And then secondly, of course, that true believers, Gentile and Jewish, would faithfully represent Yeshua. Because, of course, these ones who were doing these things obviously weren't believers, real believers, if they were persecuting or having violence toward the Jewish people. But one of the big keys in turning it around and that we can pray for is that God would stir us as Jewish and Gentile believers to show God's love to the Jewish people and faithfully represent who Yeshua really is. And that he would give the wisdom and sensitivity of how to present him to the Jewish people in a way that they can understand.
Yeah, and also that God will stir the hearts of Israelis just not to be afraid, but to seek the truth, even to go to a New Testament and seek the truth about Yeshua, who he really is, you know. And actually, you know, more and more Israelis asking us to send them New Testament. Yeah. So we have a team that is going to the houses that and just give a New Testament, and people so willingly receiving it and actually want to talk more about it, and we build relationship and people giving their lives to Jesus. Yeah. And you know, there is this, some hunger is being stirred, and we need more that more Israelis will, you know, get the New Testament and will start searching, you know, because it is kind of considered to be a forbidden book. You cannot buy it. You cannot get it in the shops in Israel. Yeah. You can't get it. Any bookshops, the biggest one, you know, you just can't get it. You know, it's almost like a forbidden book, like unofficially, yeah? So you have to really search and where to find it. Praise God, you know, we're just providing it for free to them. Yeah, and that people also will understand that Jesus is not a source of hate, but of love. you know, and they will understand what he did for them on the cross. Yeah, that Jewish people will be able to seek Yeshua, that they will understand that he's just not their enemy, but is their friend, their Jewish Messiah. Yeah.
Yeah, so let's take a moment right now and join with us in prayer, please. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we just want to thank you for what you are doing in Israel. Lord, we are thank you that it's your holy work, Lord God, the works of your hands, Lord God. Thank you for giving us a privilege to be part of it. Pray it, Lord God. Intercede it, Lord God. Share the gospel, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, to see God's, that your prophecies, Lord God, fulfilled in front of our eyes, Lord God. Those that walk in darkness see great light, Lord God. Lord, and we just pray for Israelis that their hearts will be softened, Lord God. Lord, we pray that some curiosity will be in their hearts to seek the forbidden one, Lord God, you, Yeshua, and that they will receive a revelation that you are their friend, oh God, that you are the Messiah, you are the perfect sacrifice, that you love them so much, that you gave yourself, oh God, you gave your life on the cross willingly. And Lord God, I pray that they will receive this revelation, that the veil will be removed from their hearts when their heart is turning to you, Lord. Yes. Oh Lord, remove the veil, oh God. Let the Jewish people be saved, oh God, just like you promised. In the name of Yeshua.
Yes, God. And you said that the weapons of our warfare are mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. And so we just agree together with our brothers and sisters around the world, Lord, that you would pull down those strongholds, those lies of the enemy that are blocking your people from seeking your son. We ask, Lord, that you would open up their eyes, Lord, to see who you really are, Yeshua, and that they would want to know you more and they would seek and find. And we ask that you would anoint believers here in Israel, around the world, Jew and Gentile, Lord, that we would really represent you well, that we would be filled with your love and your compassion, that we'd be filled with your wisdom and boldness, that we would have your answers on our lips, Lord, and that we would help your people know you, the one who came to seek and save the lost sheep of the house of Israel. We pray all these things in Yeshua's name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, thank you for joining us again this time. And you are welcome to subscribe to us on social media and podcast platforms in order to get the rest of these 21 days of podcasts. Well, there are 21 days of prayer. And also you can sign up for the newsletter on our website, treeoflifeisrael.org. And we'll send also the links to the podcast each time there. Please share this with others too. If it was a blessing to you, it can be a blessing to many others. So God bless you and see you next time.
Yeah. Shalom from Israel.